Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Greer Flooring Center. Get it done at Greer Flooring Center. Greer Flooring Center does an amazing job. They are an incredible company. They have the very best products. They have these consultation people that know everything about flooring. I know nothing. So it's like they're speaking a whole other language to me, but they dumb it down for me. And then the Retail 2.0 works. So find out if you need hardwoods or laminates or tile or carpet or area rugs, and let them take care of that for you. They're the floor visualizer. And then you know that you're going to get the very best installation teams, the very best warranties on the back end of it. So if you're looking for commercial flooring, for residential flooring, do it in Greer. Do it in Easley. It's Greer Flooring Center. 35 years of doing it and doing it right. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I have tons of phone calls to get to. We'll get to everybody. I just wanted to tell you about my day yesterday. I was on the phone, and again, it's me and my daughter out playing in the yard and playing in between Frozen and in between costume changes. And a couple of guys, I talked to several people yesterday, people I trust, and trying to get their thoughts on it, including former player, former coach at Clemson, and one of the most respected media guys, and just putting ideas together and throwing things around. And I mean, to a man, every one of them are like what we I learned a few things yesterday, but just got reiterated a bunch of stuff yesterday. But one of them was that, man, no one really saw this coming. Now, we'll say this. Former football coach made a great point yesterday when he said, I think that one of the problems here is that we all overvalued Clemson's talent level. This is a team that struggled last year, and just because everybody comes back doesn't mean – or struggled at times last year – doesn't mean that all of a sudden everybody makes these big jumps. And we've seen that. Guys hadn't made big jumps. But he said it's either that or Tom Allen – when he jumped on that plane from Happy Valley, came in here and just forgot how to coach. And I don't think that happened. He left a lot of talent at Penn State, came down here, and probably is not as talented a defense as what he's got here. And I think that's, you know, again, is we'll see what first-round draft picks look like. But you look up and down, and I can name you of the 22 starters, I can name you 18 to 20 that probably aren't as good as we thought they were. And the same team that struggled last year at Louisville and struggled last year at Pittsburgh and struggled in the second half against SMU and struggled against South Carolina and struggled against Georgia, and all of a sudden now they all come back and everything's fixed and everything's great again. It's like, you know, that's probably the one thing that we missed on. All the turnover, all these places, and Clemson had some stability, but were they all that great to begin with? And that leads back to my point, and what the coach was telling me is that, yeah, the recruiting has just fallen off some. They don't have those dogs that are doing that. A bunch of Texas made the point that the coach made as well yesterday is that, because one of the questions I asked this former coach was, hey, man, like, do issues happen? And this guy's coached in several places. Like, do the issues happen? Like some of the glaring issues you're seeing in Clemson, like some of the embarrassing issues you're seeing. He goes, yeah, it happens every week. And to my point, like you can take a cut up of an aerial view of or the, you know, all 22 look, and you can pick out guys going in wrong directions and running wrong routes and blown coverages. That happens a lot. He goes, one thing that happened to Clemson back in that big run is that Deshaun and Trevor covered up a lot of the sins. You know, and Travis Etienne, too, covered up a lot of the issues. Yeah, Clemson had issues then. They have more issues now. But when you have elite talent that Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence made up for when a cornerback would blow a coverage, and that Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne would make up an awful lot when an offensive lineman had the wrong miss assignment. And even when offensive line would false start, now it's, well, guess what? It's 1st and 15. Okay, well, let's swing a little pass out here to Travis, and let's let him get about 12, and then we'll hand it to him, and he'll get about 8, and it'll be a first down. The coach also mentioned this to me yesterday. I thought this was exactly what I was talking about yesterday. When it's hard, it's really, really hard. It looks hard. Like for Clemson, first downs look really, really hard offensively right now. But when you got Travis Etienne and it's third and nine, and you just throw a little swing pass out there to him and he gets 12, it's like, well, that looked kind of easy. I do this in my golf game all the time, man. When I'm playing well, I play great on Friday. You know what happened? It was so easy. Hit the ball on the fairway, hit the ball on the green, I made a couple putts. Like, that was easy. Whenever I'm playing bad, it's like I drive in the woods, I chip it out, my iron game's bad, my bunker game's bad. It's like I got this difficult lie, I'm short-sighted myself, I get a sliding downhill left or righter to save bogeys. Like, everything's hard. But he talked about that, and part of the things I didn't talk about was that, and then you're compounding, I mean, you got 100 players and 100 support staff, and everybody's trying to fight when it's not easy. And it looks bad. In this sport especially, like, it just looks bad. He goes, but it is amazing that how easy it is and then how hard it is. I thought it was a great point. Texture asks, so what do you expect win, loss the rest of the year? I don't know how in the world you can know that. Like, what? I don't know. Because, I mean, North Carolina's the same way. Like, what? I don't know. I don't have any confidence, though. I don't think the quarterback's all that's going to start seeing the field great now. I don't have any confidence that the safeties are going to all of a sudden become very athletic. I mean, you can fire who you want to fire. You can say it in a press conference or wherever you want to say in a press conference, but does that mean that the wide receivers are going to stop dropping balls? You're four games in now. Like, this is who you are. This isn't some sort of, oh, well, they're in a little funk. No, this is every game this season. You've shown us who you are. So anybody feel like all of a sudden, oh, man, they're gonna start catching it better? Well, they might. They might start catching it better. But you think you feel confident in that now? Quarterback might start seeing the field better, but you feel confident that he can do that right now? Because I don't have any confidence in any of that. I don't think, again, the bad news, in a good news, bad news situation, the bad news is this won't get fixed in the middle of this season. The good news is because of the portal, and Clemson is going to have to change the way they attack the portal. They were in the portal last year passively. They've got to be in the portal this year aggressively. If they do that, this can change. And it can change in a hurry. Florida State's the best example of that. Florida State's also the worst example of that. Because Florida State was there in 2023. And then they were awful in 2024. And now they appear to be back in 2025. What if I told you Florida State, In the middle of the Florida game last year, that Florida State would have back-to-back 700-yard offensive games, and Florida State would be ranked eighth in the country after pounding Alabama and physically manhandling Alabama? No one in their right mind would believe that. That Gus Malzahn was going to come in and change everything and all these, and that Castellanos or whatever the guy's name, he's all of a sudden, man, they're going to change everything, and now the program's going to be great. But that gives you hope, because that can happen. 654 Roar, Georgia Greg, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
Man, I am fantastic.
Awesome, awesome. I thought I'd call and just kind of give you a mental break for a couple minutes.
All right.
On what's going on. You know, one thing about Florida State, I don't know if I could be a fan.
Woo.
That's so schizophrenic. I don't know if that's the answer either.
Yeah.
So you were talking about confidence, and I wish I had the confidence you had this Saturday in us. You've been saying for a week and a half that we're going to maul them Saturday night. I sure hope you're right. I think what we have to worry out for is just don't let them have the easy play, the deep pass.
Yeah.
Make them drive the field. Let our, you know, seems like our defense gets stronger in the second half. Just let them start moving up and up and start putting pressure on Simpson as the game goes on. But I, you know, still our kryptonite coming in town. I did want to say I heard Tennessee Duke call in last Friday morning with congratulations. So he's a really great caller, nice guy. So I wanted to mention that. But yeah, we're just to kind of shift gears a second. We're trying to get ready for Saturday. It's going to be awesome. I think it's going to be awesome in Saturday night in Athens.
Well, here's the thing, and that's going to be part of it. We saw Alabama has done nothing in the last 2 weeks by beating Monroe and beating Wisconsin. That's given me anything to think that they're any different than what they did against Florida State. What they did against Florida State was they rushed for 89 yards and they gave up 230 yards. And they got the fight taken to them. And this is the reason I have confidence in Georgia, the mental toughness, the physical toughness I saw, what Stockton did on the road, the stable of running backs that you have, the stable of wide receivers that you have. And I just see that this is an ambush, man. This is Georgia fans that are really looking at, since 2008, looking at 17 years. You beat them once since 2007. In 18 years, right. You beat them one time. And that's for the national championship, and it felt great. But this is for 18 years of payback. And this is for 18 years of pain and the kryptonite thing, whatever. Georgia has a chance to repay Alabama. They can't get it all back. Bama's been the better program for the last 18 years. But this is a chance for them to finally punish Alabama for what's happened in the last 18 years. I think Kirby's going to do it, and I think Georgia's crowd's going to do it, and I think Georgia's good enough to do it. And I don't believe in Alabama, and I still don't believe in Simpson right now. He's played better than I thought, but I think Georgia has an opportunity to do what they've been wanting to do and make an awful lot of take up for an awful lot of ills against Alabama in the last 18 years.
Well, you said one thing objectively that I think is the key to the game. I mean, Tennessee's a really great running team, and we really beat them really heavily in the statistics on their running versus ours. So yep. I think if we do that, and then, like I said, one thing Tennessee had was the deep pass. Just have to cut the – we don't want to see Ryan Williams doing a silhouette around or anything like that. Just pop him in the mouth when he tries one of those spin moves, and maybe that'll put us in good position.
Well, you're going to stop the run. Alabama cannot run the football. Even in the big, huge win against a bad Wisconsin team, they rushed for 70 – let me see if I'm saying this. They rushed for 72 yards. They averaged 3.3 yards a carry. They rushed for 72 yards. And against Florida State, they rushed for 87 yards. And so the two Power 5 teams they played this year, they can't run the football. And they're going to put everything on Ty Simpson? That ain't going to happen. Georgia's going to ambush him. Georgia's going to pound him and force him mistakes. And Georgia's going to run the ball to Alabama. Alabama didn't stop Florida State, and they won't stop Georgia Saturday night.
Yeah, and the one thing that Alabama doesn't have is the past 2 years that killed us was Milroe running in the fourth quarter, yeah,
Simpson
in 23, won't do that. In the first quarter in 24.
Yeah, Simpson won't do that. It's going to look similar to that Arkansas, that noon Arkansas deal where Arkansas couldn't even get a playoff. Like, the crowd is going to be so amped in there for payback that Bama's just walking to a hornet's nest.
I hope they jump off sides about five times.
You'll see it. Bama won't. And they'll be all over DeBoer on Monday morning, man. It'll be – you don't want to be Kalen DeBoer coming off this loss.
I hope you're right. We'll see.
All right, my friend. Enjoy.
Take care.
Have a day, Greg, for sure. Let's take a short break. We'll come back. Dr. Milt Louder's going to join us. Let's get some questions for him. I want to ask about the Ryder Cup as well. Hey, the Patterson Tax Service – Russell and Donnie and the great folks. Matter of fact, Joni sent me a text last night, and they're doing great. And they want to say that, now's the time of year. I had someone text me in March of last year, say, "Hey, can you think the Patterson Tax Service do some tax planning for me?" Like, no. They're doing taxes right now, man. Tax preparation. Now's the time of year. Let's get some tax planning. Let's talk about your LLC and if you're in the right one. Let's talk about your payroll and your tax strategy. Let's talk about depreciating or buying or leasing vehicles and how all that fleet kind of stuff works out. Let's talk about what you're doing with your taxes. Let's how to minimize your tax burden. Now's the time to do that with the great friends at Patterson Tax Service, PAT PatTX.com, PatTax.com. Call them today, 864-859-8289, 864-859-8289. Payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, past taxes back to any kind of extended taxes, amended taxes, they'll do a lot of that for you as well. Short break, a moment with Milton. You come back right after this.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? At PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System, and it helped me lose 67 pounds in only 26 weeks. The PhD plan helps you burn fat first, not sugar. No starving, no risky drugs, no endless workouts. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism. And for radio listeners only, they're making the deal even better. They'll waive your consultation fee. You'll get 2 extra weeks of the program for free. They'll even cover the cost of your food during the program. And just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. This guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Give them a call today, 864-644-1900, and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans, get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
I'm a Tiger fan.
I'm a Gate Cup fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience. Not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
This is where it starts. Where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. And step by step, you get stronger, faster, better. This is where it starts. How will you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it deep, down long, there's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the race, and he goes, touchdown, Wesco from 76.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Who came up with Rescue Your Fescue, but whoever at topdressing.com had that. What, Dr. Seuss, man, what a great deal. Let them rescue your fescue. Now, we're in that time where we're at the end of September, and then, mark my words, it'll be right around the corner, it'll be end of October, to go, oh, man, hope you rescued your fescue, because now we've got time for those cooler nights, those cooler soil temperatures. Let them do it now. So in the upstate of South Carolina, fescue is a very popular grass, and if you don't have the envy of your neighborhood, if you don't have that dark, green, lush, level yard right now, and if you want that, and it can happen, and you'll see results short-term and then even long-term down the future. Think about it. It's our great friends at topdressing.com. Topdressing.com, 888-850-1850. Their website has everything you need to know, so check them out in advance, and then call 888-850-1850. Let them rescue your fescue, and how about this? I can't guarantee what the weather's going to be. Can't guarantee you so much in life who's going to win a football game or not. But I can guarantee you with their guarantee that they can rescue your fescue, and ask about that guarantee at 888-850-1850. A moment with Milt, Dr. Milt Lauder, sports and performance psychologist. Good morning, Dr. Lauder. How are you doing this morning?
We're hanging in there, Mickey. Hope you guys are as well.
We are. I got to ask you first and foremost. I'm on the phone yesterday to a former college football coach, and we're talking about Clemson's situation. And he says, and then, by the way, this guy who's won at the highest levels and lost at the highest levels, he goes, man, when it's easy, it's so easy. And when it's hard, it's hard. And I said, let me tell you about my golf game. On Friday, I had my best round in 2 years. Doc, off the tee, it was a thing of beauty. Middle of the fairway, middle of the green, made some putts. It was, when it's hard, man, I'm like, I'm chipping out sideways. My short game's being, my irons game's terrible. I'm in the bunker. It's like, why is it in life seems like that when it's easy, it's so easy, but when it's hard, it's so stinking hard?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I remember Jeff Ogilvy wrote a great article about golf, and when he was dialed in, and life is good, and you're hopping on private jets, and you've got a ton of confidence, and you're playing free, and there's no pressure, no worries. You just kind of stay in this zone of optimum performance, and sometimes you aren't very mindful of the factors that contribute to that, that allowed you to fall into that zone of peak performance. And you were at peace. You were able to focus on the things you can control. And it was seemingly without effort, without intention. It just kind of happened. And that's kind of what happens when we fall into the zone. But when we're out of it, you know, when we're out of it, one of the paradoxes of performance is the harder you try, the further away you get. and you start a little, as I mentioned last week, Mickey, a little bit of doubt goes a long way. You start questioning yourself. You start pressing, you know, stress activates so many, like it activates us to fight or flight. And so it also creates in our mind where we focus on the threat, we focus on the challenge, we focus on the things we can't control. It inhibits my decision-making, inhibits my creativity, inhibits my ability to be loose and fast and free. And now, you know, C.S. Lewis had this great quote about the problem with pain. He equated it to like a toothache. Not only do I lie awake all night in pain, but I lie awake all night thinking about being in pain. And so when it's hard is not only am I struggling, but I spend all my time thinking about struggling.
You always give me great quotes. I'm going to give you one from Lao Tzu, the 1570 BC philosopher. And I just looked this up. Don't get me wrong. I don't know this one. That's the difference in me and you. You know these. I had to look these up. But it says that integral part being knows without going, sees without looking, and accomplishes without doing. And I get that from Deepak Chopra, who has this law of least effort that says birds don't try to fly, they just fly. And grass doesn't try to grow, like it just grows. And sometimes you have to relinquish this idea of trying and doing, you know, it just does rather than trying. And I don't know, man, like it just seems like to me that when I get out of my own way, when I'm not trying to make birdie, it just kind of happens. And it just happens so easy and fun through all that. And, you know, we've spent an awful lot of time about Clemson football, but that coach made it yesterday. And also, too, he's talking about one of the things he mentioned is not just you, but you got 100 players and you got 100 support staff and you got thousands of fans. It feels that way in the building, too. Like, it feels like Clemson football. Like, it's hard right now. But, boy, when Travis Etienne's catching the pass, it didn't look too hard to me, you know. It just looks easy through all that. Anyway, I thought that was an interesting comment. Can we talk about Ryder Cup a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
I get this. I was talking to a college golfer. And this is over the summer. And he was saying that a former college golfer. And he said, and this is a guy who's won a state AM, and he's won, you know, been in contention and national teams kind of thing, whatever, but had a great amateur career. He goes, man, there's something different about when I play for my college team, though. It's like in the individual tournaments, I did so much better. Even when my coach took me as an individual, I did so much better. But when I knew my score counted and playing for my school and my coach and my team, like there was this added pressure to him. Let's talk about that. We got an individual sport that will become a team sport Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Is that as difficult as this guy makes it sound?
Yeah, I may know who you're talking about. But I think – you know, part of the human spirit, which is kind of what makes us human that I think is so great, is we'll do things for others that we sometimes won't do for ourselves. We're sacrificed for others that we won't sacrifice for ourselves. And so we don't want to let other people down. And when you're playing for your country and playing for your team, there is added pressure. And those expectations add pressure. You know, one of the things when I've worked with guys over the years in match play is, it's like you hit a bad shot, you say, oh, I'm sorry. It's like, hey, you didn't mean to hit the bad shot. Like, this is, you would never apologize to yourself if you hit a bad shot. And so the dynamics and pressure of a team environment, playing for your country, all that kind of is a little bit different than what these guys normally do. And it's a wonderful thing. That's why my business partner's there, Drew Brannon, tried to help the team understand each other's personalities, understand their strengths, understand their motivation, understand how to communicate and how to connect and how they process information, how they make decisions to try to accelerate the connection and chemistry, because it is so unnatural for these guys playing an individual sport.
All right, so tell me about Drew's his involvement and what he's doing and what he's learning and looking and observing. This has got to be awfully exciting for Amplos.
Oh, it's just so awesome. I'm so proud of him and happy for him. You know, we use an assessment called the ProScan that looks at different traits and characteristics of personality, and we use that to kind of create an understanding of our natural strengths and where we are in terms of dominance and extroversion and pace and conformity and decision-making styles and what motivates people, what demotivates people. And so Drew's done a lot of work with Kevin Kisner over the years, and so he's up there trying to help the guys understand each other, because all we try to do as coaches, as parents, as leaders, is create an environment that maximizes strengths and minimizes weaknesses. You know, we talk a lot about what are the variables that are present when you're at your best that allow you to play your best. And so Drew's kind of trying to understand their personalities, looking at this profile, and maybe kind of influence the pairings a little bit. But once the pairings are made, even making sure these guys know, hey, this is how Scotty prefers information, and this is how Cantley may react or respond, or DeChambeau may be this way. So it's really fascinating, because – like even in today's world of college sports, we believe the teams, well, this is in any part of life, the teams that are able to accelerate connection and chemistry have a competitive advantage. And so that's what Drew's trying to do up there for Team USA.
Give me an idea of your observation in your jobs. And I go back to a conversation I have, and I know about when it was. It was in the circa 2008 or 2009 range. Burton Burns was a running back coach at Alabama, was a dear friend of mine, and he says, man, let me tell you what's going on in our building right now, what Coach Saban's got us doing right now. I said, what's he good? I got these guys. There's about three guys down here, and they look like Jerry Garcia. And they've got these flowery jam shorts on and these surfing type shirts on, and they got flip-flops on. And I'm like, what are these guys doing here? And he goes, and Coach Saban said, hey, you'll notice them around the building for the semester. They're just observing our players and observing our coaches. And these are our sports psychologists. And at the time, we're like, what are we talking about here? But he said, we're just observing now, because we got to know that with this guy, here's how he processes, and here's how he's motivated. Here's how we're going to discipline this guy. Here's how we're going to praise this guy. And I can remember that, like, thinking, man, that's crazy. But won an awful lot of football games as a result of that. So tell me about, like, observation and how
well,
that's
Mickey,
important.
Why did you have to stereotype psychologists in that way? Why did you have to kind of buy into the caricature of psychologists? I'm curious about that.
I've never seen you in flip-flops. I've never seen you. I'm saying that for Nick Saban in this tightly run program that you ordered your own food in, Burton's like, everybody's, you know, dressed and we're all professionals. And then these guys come in like looking like completely different than we look.
It's kind of I'm teasing.
No. Yeah. I don't even know if you own a pair of jams.
I do not. I think I've been a coach since 2005, and so credit to Terry Don Phillips and then Dr. Loretta Jackson and Coach Swinney early on, recognizing how can we create a competitive advantage, or what role does the mental game, what role does team chemistry, and being able, you know, empathy, Mickey, is defined as seeing with their eyes, hearing with their ears, and feeling with their heart. And so I'm not a coach, no longer a fan. My job is to pay attention and observe and just provide a different perspective and a different lens. How are we creating a mastery learning environment? How are we fostering a growth mindset? How are we motivating our players? How are we connecting, communicating, and speaking their language? How do we understand the stress and pressure that they are under? How do we allow them to play free? And so that's part of our job, is to pay attention and understand not only our players but our coaches and the culture that really fosters and drives peak performance and well-being.
Is it harder? Does it make sense? Is this as natural as this? Is it harder when you've got, like, what Drew's doing this week? He's got a captain, about four vice captains, and he's got 12 players. Whereas when Drew does with Kirby Smart, he's got 100 players and 100 support staff. Is it as easy as, you know, the number of observations you're trying to make? Is that a pretty simple, like, it's more complicated, more personal?
I think it's harder. You know, just a great example. I mean, I'm around Clemson football every week. not as much as I used to be. You know, Drew, this is his first time with these guys. And so, you know, he spends a lot of time at Georgia getting to understand them. And it is, obviously, numbers make it more difficult to really understand people and get to see them. But the kind of the 1 week you have with them is the most pressure they're going to feel all year. And so understanding a little bit, I mean, the work has been done ahead of time, but how do we respond to stress? How do we respond to stress pressure? I think it may be a little bit more challenging this week because he just hasn't had enough bandwidth or time frame runway to get to know the guys as well as he does maybe Georgia football.
All right, tell me about Annapolis.com. Hadn't even mentioned Mill Pond today. Hadn't mentioned the great podcast today, the Growth Project. So you got an awful lot of great things going on.
Yeah, Mickey, it just I can't say it enough. We're just completely grateful and blessed and humbled to be a part of the good and the bad of people's lives. When times are high and times are tough, we love nothing more, and we don't ever take for granted the privilege of being present in someone's life, to being a partner in their pain or their partner in their success. And, you know, that's what we try to do at Amplos and try to bring information that is relevant to others and interested. And Mill Pond is just a special place in my heart that we created to really allow for special connection and conversation to foster and enhance team chemistry. And we appreciate you and WCCP for the opportunity to hopefully encourage others and your listeners.
You're the absolute best, my friend. I thank you so much for everything, including our friendship and everything you've done for me personally. So let's continue that and let's be more relevant. Let's talk. I'd like to hear what Drew said about the Ryder Cup. So let me know.
I can't wait. He texted me yesterday, and it just is a really cool moment. I can't wait to hear about it myself.
Let's review it when we visit next week.
Okay. Thanks, Mickey.
All right, buddy. Dr. Milton Louder, Amplos. .com, Carolina Flooring Specialist. Get your garage floor done. It can look amazing. Spent a bunch of time in the garage floor with my beautiful daughter yesterday. Let me say it again. My beautiful daughter. And so we love it. We love Amplos. We love Carolina Flooring Specialist. Here's the great thing about Carolina Flooring Specialist. You don't pay them a dime until they're done. You don't lift a finger. They move everything in, move everything out. It's awesome. You're going to love dealing with them. And then it's so much more affordable than anything. Everything is easy. We talk about when it's easy, it's easy. When it's hard, it's hard. Carolina Flooring Specialist is easy. One phone call, 10-minute presentation, sign up. They get the date. You get them done. You pay them, and they got a great garage for us. Love it. The best, the most experienced. Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call Tim today, 404-8158. One open phone line segment, and then Tony Morrell reviews South Carolina's loss at Missouri and preview in Kentucky. A lot more to do after this.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1. To play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football? Man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog.
will you be next?
Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playandgetterms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turf grass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower, the list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
Call the plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber, One Time Plumber.
Ready to ditch the dull and treat your skin to something better? Buff City Soap's body wash is plant-based, handcrafted daily, and packed with skin-loving ingredients. No harsh chemicals, just rich, luxurious lather that cleanses, hydrates, and leaves you smelling amazing. With scents like Good Morning Sunshine, Narcissus, Oatmeal and Honey, and Pink Sugar, there's a body wash for every mood. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the Shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from AMPM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to AMPM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos and Traveler's Rest. Online at AMPMFarmsButcheryandMarket.com.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen. Whether it's your first house or your forever home, we offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I went through about 3 weeks of praying to the internet gods, please let Upcountry Fiber come to my neighborhood. And hadn't worked yet, but I'll continue the prayer.
Pray harder.
let Upcountry Fiber come to my neighborhood. I told you this before. The best I've heard is my neighbor who had it in Greenville, then moved to our neighborhood. He's like, man, I miss Upcountry Fiber. And he's sitting there yelling at the person on the other line because it's about the internet. I didn't know he had that, but he does now. And we just yearn for the day of Upcountry Fiber. Strongest internet connection, best television service, best phone services. I know these people, and man, these are good folks, and someone I am very, very proud to represent. Some great folks at Upcountry Fiber. For that strong connection, five upstate counties, the best internet available, and with no contracts and no bait and switch pricing. The best customer service is upcountryfiber.com. I can continue the Clemson football talk if you'd like. There are other things going on in the sports world. And now that we are almost 5 hours into the programming part of it, we will talk South Carolina football at 8:05 with Tony Morrell. We're not going to talk about Clemson football with him. We'll talk about South Carolina football with him. I did have an interesting question, and this leads me to one. You know, for years I got chastised, and rightfully so, about some of the Ryder Cup years I'd pull for Europe. Not every one of them. Some of them. I didn't pull for Monty, and I was pulling for one of the individual players. And my answer always back, well, in a war, I'd sign up to go fight them if we needed to, but in a sporting event, like, I like their players better. They were, like, cooler guys, and they weren't stuffy. They weren't David Duvall. You know, they weren't these stuffy country club spoiled brat guys. But I've gotten back in the recent years, like, because I like Scottie Scheffler. I think he's a good dude. You know, like, I like pulling for the good dudes. And so I've got, you know, pulled for the United States a little bit. But I tell you, it's tested this year. And let me tell you why. The United States team and the European team had to make a decision of to accept appearance money from the Ryder Cup. The United States team, individual players, decided that they wanted to accept money individually for it. The European team said, no, it's not about money. We don't want the money. So the Team USA and its captain will receive $500,000 each from the PGA of America. $300,000 donated to the charity of their choice and $200,000 stipend to play in the Ryder Cup. And the European team said they don't want any personal financial reward. So each member of the USA, I'm glad to get $300 to their individual charities, but why not $500? And who knows? They could take the $200 and give it to them, but a $200,000 stipend for 3 days of golf? For millionaires? Multimillionaires? Guys that are making all that? I don't know. I thought the Ryder Cup was about, you know, the country and the flag and the camaraderie. And for most of you, it's not going to change who you pull for. You're going to pull for the United States. I get it, and rightfully so. But it does kind of say a little bit about the cultures. The European guys just want to be there for each other and the team, but they don't want financial reward. The United States team, yeah, they want $200,000 each. They decided they get to keep $200,000 each. And the captain, too. I don't know. Is that an issue for you?
I mean, it's a big question. And, I mean, what is in the last, since that's happened, what is the, who's won more? United States, I would assume.
No. Europe has been dominant in the Ryder Cup in recent years. I don't know when this started. I can tell you, like, Patrick Cantlay's net worth is $50 million. Just from a PR standpoint, it's a bad move. The Ryder Cup is about, man, this patriotic deal. And if both teams took it, then you'd say, well, you know, it's the times. It's the NIL, it's the transfer portal, it's just the times. But when one team takes it, the other team doesn't, it is an awful look for the United States team. Again, I'm going to pull for the United States, I think. I haven't made my mind up yet. I don't pull for them. I got to look at the teams again. But when you're worth $50 million and everybody on both sides of this thing's worth $20 to $100 million and you're playing in this team competition for your country and for your continent and for your teammates and for your tours and all, and then you get a choice to be paid or not be paid, and one team is not paid. Am I wrong, Will? Like, isn't that just a bad optics?
Yes. It shows you what the
mindset.
Yeah, what matters the most.
Right.
I think it says more about – I think Europe declining that money says more about the U.S. I think that is the gesture that kind of takes it away, because it's easy to take the money. It's very easy to do.
Yeah. And look, if these guys didn't have that, then I get it. But you're worth $50 million. What's $200,000 going to do for you? Like, just send a message. Just optics, man. Just optics. And like I said, maybe they get that $200,000 and they give it to their local orphanage. Maybe they do an awful lot of good with it. But just the optics of it look bad. Kevin's in Greenville. Kevin, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy. Good to hear from you.
Mickey Plowler.
Yeah.
I am so surprised. I am America strong. God bless the USA, red, white, and blue. I could never, ever pull for a European team in competition against the Americans. I believe we stand for something totally different. We are the reason that Europe is a free nation right now. I bet the Russian-controlled countries wish we'd have helped them out in World War II. And as for these Alphas taking the money, I've read a lot of amazing things in the last month about what these guys do away from the game for less fortunate. They're real particular about their home communities and food banks and homeless shelters.
Sure.
And just, I can't imagine that they pocket this kind of money. It's not a lot to them. It is to me and you.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine that they don't reach out and do something really good with it. And they do it in the Lord's name. Most of these guys are men of conviction. And I'm proud to say that I'm an American, and I'll be watching them in New York. And I love the Ryder Cup. It's an exceptional format. And you're right. It's never been about the money. It's about affiliation to the country that you're representing in that tournament. And so we're a 400 million person country, and we field a team from a set of countries that are close to a billion. So they almost have 2-1 to choose from. And I hope the Americans smoke these guys and embarrass them and send them packing with tears rolling down their cheeks. And thank you, Mickey, and I'll take your comments off the air.
Thank you, Kevin. I'm probably pulling for the United States in this one. I got to look at the teams again. I've been in football mode. But I tell you, like, to me, it's hard to pull for Patrick Reed. And there's a lot of guys in the past. It's hard for me to pull for David Duvall, Scott Hoke. Scott Hoke's one of the biggest jerks you can be around. Like, David Duvall's not a good dude. Like, that. None of these guys are good dudes. On the other side of it, you had some really cool, interesting guys on the other side. And so, you know, I get to know, you know, a little bit of knowing like who these are and what these guys are about. Spoiled country club brat guys versus some pretty cool guys. It's kind of easy. Now it's different. And I'll make the, we'll talk about it tomorrow. I don't have any problem with Cameron Young, Spahn, Henley, Griffin, Burns, Harris English, I like Sheffer a lot. Xander, Morkel, Cantlay can't stand. DeChambeau can't stand. Justin Thomas can't stand. European side, look at the quick peek of their players. I like Oberg.
Everybody likes Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah, Fleetwood's a good guy, right?
Yeah.
Seemed like a good dude. Roy was a good dude until he wasn't. Like, now Roy's kind of a jerk guy. What's up with that? So it's a sporting event, man. In a war, like I said, sign me up. But, you know, sporting event. Come on. I do want to tell you about my great friends at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006. Love everything about my great friends at Trail. Love being able to represent them. Love being associated with them. I love the fact that every once in a while I'll be at the grocery store, I'll be at a tailgate, I'll be somewhere. Oh, I got to tell you about my tailgate this past weekend, the next hour. And you're going to love this. But a lot of people come up and say, hey, Mick, I got a Trail story for you. Because that means like they associate me with Trail. I like that. The Better Building Experience works. 85% of annual volume comes from repeat clients. As a dear friend of mine once said, I built this opportunity with Trail. I mean, I built something without Trail, and it's been a nightmare. I'll never build Trail ever again. Trail, it's always the best choice. Think about it. 800-319-7006, TRE-HEL.com. Tony Morrell kicks off hour number 3 right after this.